Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
All eyes on the criminal courthouse in Manhattan today, and probably for a few months, as former President Trump begins his hush money trial. Trump arrived at the courthouse today wearing a myriad of emotions on his sleeves in a trial which he could face jail time if he's convicted. We have team coverage. First, the latest from inside the courthouse. Juliet Papa.
It's a case about falsifying business records, but the unseemly side came out in full force as prosecutors asked the judge to include certain evidence. They went into detail about allegations of Trump's alleged affairs, how they play into covering up the payments to Stormy Daniels and former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal in the weeks before the presidential election. Some of it Judge Mershon called hearsay, but emails and documents will be allowed. The judge won't allow Trump to act up or act out, reading him a standard warning about court decorum and penalties, including jail, if that doesn't occur. Asked if he understood the consequences, Trump nodded his head, yes. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Outside the courthouse, Trump supporters and detractors, and you didn't have to guess who stood where.
Media from around the world far outnumbered the protesters, here to record the history-making event. Nadine Seiler said she took a midnight bus to get to the courthouse by dawn. She held a sign that read, "Convict Trump already."
Had to be a part of it. New York. I don't care what he got convicted of. Leave us alone. I'm so fed up with this man.
Security is very tight with barricades keeping the detractors from Trump supporters, like Steve Mrzinski of Manhattan, who said the outcome will not affect his vote.
If he's in jail, it won't affect. Why would it? This is unfair.
Several arguments could be heard between people on either side, but the crowd remained largely peaceful. Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM outside Manhattan Criminal Court.
Stay with 1010 Wins for all your updates. They're saying jury selection could take a little over a week, but the trial itself, possibly months. We'll just have to wait and see. Back here, some disturbing new data showing that more than 1,000 NYC kids are leaving school after their families reach their shelter stay limit. So now there's a question how to fix it.
The numbers up until March 3rd show over 1,000 kids who were in city shelter care who had to leave their original schools because of that 60-day rule. That's one in five kids. 82% of migrant children remain enrolled in the same school as when they arrived. The city has framed the 60-day rule as a way to help families move on to more permanent situations while also preventing any further strain on resources during the migrant surge. The report shows 678 kids are no longer in any city school. But City Hall tells us in part that unless the city council spoke with families, it wouldn't be fair to assume all the kids who had to change schools did not remain enrolled in a school when the 60 days were up. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
Out of Jamaica, police say a 36-year-old female subway worker was punched by a 63-year-old guy she awakened on a train. Cops say Alan Sherman from Brooklyn was sitting there knocked out at 179th Street in Hillside about 3:30 this morning. A lady was cleaning the train, and when she told him, "Hey, buddy, gotta move now, you can't sleep here," he allegedly got up and punched her. They caught up with him and threw him in jail. The victim was taken to NYC Health and Hospitals in Queens with minor injuries. In another incident, police say a guy was slashed while he was buying a Metro card at a kiosk on the mezzanine at 4750th Street in Rockefeller Center. Victim telling police he was buying a ticket and some nut walked up behind him about 12:30 in the morning, cut him on the face for no reason, kept on going. He was treated at the scene for lacerations to the right side of his face. The suspect fled. Cops now looking at tapes. A study which concludes we're not getting enough sleep.
Wait, it's time to get up already? A new Gallup poll saying only about 42% of us feel like we're getting the sleep we need.
I think I average about 5. I guess that's not a good thing.
No, you better get some more. You might start getting some wrinkles and stuff.
See, I'm only really 30. I look a lot older.
You need your beauty sleep.
So, Bill, What's the problem here?
Well, I don't think we get enough. You know, I think it's our lifestyle. I think it has a lot to do with what you eat, your diet. I think it has your job. You know, everybody's stressed.
Well, not me. Time for a nap. Wait, it's time to get up again already? Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. On the Upper West Side.
Oh, my goodness. Glenn, Groundhog Day, Shuck. Thank you for that story. Hey, Winds family, listen up. If you let a Bronx guy named Rafael Alvarez, a.k.a. the Magician, do your taxes, you might want to call somebody, or Uncle Sam might be calling you. They've arrested him for allegedly filing tens of thousands of false returns and stealing over $100 million in Uncle Sam's money. Fraudulent tax losses, that is. Uh-oh. Check it out. The U.S. Attorney's Office says this guy, acting as a tax preparer, ran a tax scheme where he allegedly filed false information designed to reduce individuals' tax burdens by making false statements to the IRS. Apparently, that's why they called him the Magician. Well, he was hauled into Manhattan federal court today, where U.S. Magistrate Catherine Parker hit him with conspiracy, aiding and abetting, filing false returns, signing the returns with red ink instead of a blue pen. This guy, I tell you, he could get 5 years on the yard for each offense. The Fed says this guy did over 90,000 income tax returns and supervised a huge fraud scheme, complete with bogus itemized deductions, made up capital losses, the whole nine yards. Another crazy weekend with these guns and gun violence. Three men shot, two of them fatally, in a pair of shootings up in the Bronx this morning, less than an hour apart. Police say the bloodshed started on Longfellow Avenue, right there near Westchester Avenue in Longwood. 26-year-old guy shot in the torso around 3 this morning. They rushed him to Lincoln, but he couldn't be saved. We don't know his name. And then 2 miles away, two men were shot multiple times all over their bodies on East 149th Street near Morris Avenue in Mott Haven. This is at 4 in the morning. One of them died. The other is in critical condition, fighting for his life now. Again, no names released and no arrests in any of the shootings. By the way, police say there's no immediate indication that these shootings are in any way connected. On Staten Island, Borough President Vito Fisella is about to announce a deal between Amazon and Sanctuary for Families to support victims of domestic violence. Doesn't happen till tomorrow, but it's a pretty big deal, so he let the cat out of the bag today. The partnership involves a pretty big and much-needed gift to families whose security is top priority. Here's Vito.
Amazon will be donating 50 Ring cameras to the Sanctuary for Families, and they in turn will determine who would get a Ring camera to, again, they being victims of domestic violence, to put at their homes to add an extra level of protection and an extra level of security.
So they're doing a big conference about it tomorrow at 2 up at Borough Hall on Staten Island. He told us about it today, so we figure, what the heck, go ahead and spill the beans on the thing. Mayor Adams has launched a pilot program to get permanent housing quickly for families fleeing domestic violence.
We are going to help 100 families in this pilot rebuild their lives, find safe, permanent homes, and reduce the time they have to spend in shelter.
They're calling it Project Home. The Adams administration says they've set a goal of increasing the number of families with children moving from shelters to permanent housing by 25%. Big protest today outside City Hall over a recent decision not to fire a pair of officers involved in the controversial shooting of a gay man inside his house 5 years ago.
Among the protesters was Hawa Ba, the mother of Mohammed Ba, who was shot and killed by police after she called for an ambulance in 2012.
They don't come to help, they come to kill. That got to stop. They kill Mohammed and Kwasi travel like animals.
The decision not to discipline officers Brendan Thompson and Herbert Davis came on the five-year anniversary of Kwaski Trawick's death. Several progressive council members and public advocate Jumani Williams blamed the current system for allowing officers off the hook.
What was the point of electing the second black mayor of the city of New York if a case like this goes with no accountability?
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM outside City Hall.
In response, Mayor Adams tells 1010 Winds, in part after the Bronx DA reviewed the case and chose not to move forward with it, against the officers, that is, the police commissioner just followed the recommendation put forth. He added, it's vital that we all learn from this loss of life and use it to make positive strides towards better policing. Out on the yard, the baseball yard, a tribute to one of the greats.
In the last half of the second inning, Robinson gets the first hit off Ford. It's a homer into the left field stand.
That clip, courtesy of Major League Baseball, is from October 3rd, 1956. But today is the day when the entire sport of baseball celebrates legendary Dodgers second baseman Jackie Robinson. This happened every year on April 15th since 2004. Robinson was the first player to break baseball's color bar 77 years ago. Today, every player, manager, and coach dons Robinson's number 42, which was retired across both leagues in 1997. By the way, the last player in either league to wear that number full-time, the Yankees' Mariano Rivera, until he retired in 2013.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.